Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines and former Bush administration officials who made the legal case for the harsh interrogation policy of terrorists will escape prosecution. According to reports, investigators at the Justice Department will not recommend that criminal charges be brought to those advocating policies that many consider torture. Reporter Malcolm Brown has more.
The draft report is said to recommend that two of the three former Bush administration lawyers be reported to their state bar associations for possible professional misconduct. The trio's fate has been a particularly hot topic ever since President Barack Obama allowed their legal memos to be published. The documents sanctioned treatments such as waterboarding, which many, including President Obama himself, regard as torture. If the draft report's recommendations survive, the most severe sanction possible would be expulsion from the state bar. Malcolm Brown, Washington.
However, the ultimate decision on this, following the recommendation by that panel, is with Attorney General Eric Holder. In other news, Afghan President Hamid Karzai and Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari have completed a whirlwind series of high-level, high-stakes meetings here in Washington. President Obama says the U.S., Pakistan, and Afghanistan clearly share a common goal.
To disrupt, dismantle, and defeat al-Qaeda and its extremist allies in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and to prevent their ability to operate in either country in the future.
President Obama says the stark reality is that the U.S. is growing very concerned about the volatile situation in Afghanistan and Pakistan, as well as the ability of both countries to combat the advances of extremists.
Al-Qaeda and its allies have taken more lives in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and have continued to challenge the democratically elected governments of the two presidents standing here today.
The president says that the U.S. is offering military assistance to both countries, although in very different ways between the two countries. But he says it's not just the military, that's the way the U.S. is contributing here.
To advance security, opportunity, and justice for the people of Afghanistan and Pakistan, we are dramatically increasing our civilian support for both countries.
But Wednesday's conversations did not only focus on the effort to confront radical extremists. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Afghanistan and Pakistan have also entered into a new trade and transit agreement.
We reiterated our support for Congress's efforts to triple non-military spending for these democratically elected governments. We believe you earned it and deserve to have that level of support.
Meanwhile, Clinton emphasized commonalities between the two countries, stating the nations face threats from extremists, but she also urged protection for human rights in both countries, especially for the rights of women and girls.
The rights of women must be respected and protected. This is a time for, as we say, all hands on deck. The entire population, the talents of everyone must be engaged.
Meanwhile, Pakistan's military claims to have killed dozens of militants as it clamps down on districts held by the Taliban. 37 Taliban fighters were said to be killed in clashes in the Sawat Valley in the northern tip of the country. 27 militants were reported killed in a district near the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. Up to 800 people are expected to flee the fighting in the picturesque Sawat Valley. The region was recently allowed to observe strict Islamic Sharia law. The move prompted criticism from Secretary of State Clinton, who accused Pakistan of appeasing the Taliban instead of confronting them. Back here at home, Maine Governor John Baldacci has signed a bill legalizing gay marriage. Baldacci's signature makes Maine the fifth state in the nation to allow gay marriage, and he signed the bill less than an hour after it cleared the legislature. The bill will take effect 90 days after the end of the legislative session, but implementation could be sandbagged by a referendum. Opponents of the bill could delay it if they gather 55,000 signatures required to put a referendum on the ballot in the state. The governor acknowledged the possibility of a referendum when he signed the bill. This is the latest in a string of states to approve gay marriage, including Iowa and Vermont, and the District of Columbia this week also saying it recognizes gay marriages performed elsewhere. Much more on this later in the hour. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano warns it is not time to declare victory over the swine flu. As the fears tend to diminish, Napolitano says the federal government remains in a state of what she calls active caution.
We know that this very well could come back in the fall, and it could come back in a more virulent form. We'll know better over the course of the summer because we may be able to find some things about what happens in the southern hemisphere during their flu season. So that will help inform decisions.
Meanwhile, CDC Acting Director Dr. Richard Besser says the recent jump of 400 cases in one day, the swine flu, is nothing to be worried about. He says it's probably just a reflection of better testing. He says we will see temporary increases in the number of cases before it tends to dissipate. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials rallying 102 points to close at 85.12. The NASDAQ gaining 5 points to 17.59. The S&P 500 up 16 points to close the session at 9.20. Oil up $2.50 to $56.34 per barrel. Still ahead on this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk with Steve Malanga of the Manhattan Institute about why Obama's meddling with Chrysler is just the tip of the iceberg in government intervention into the auto industry. We'll talk with Brian Brown of the National Organization for Marriage about the string of states approving gay marriage. And when we come back, former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo slams the Obama approach to immigration reform and has a whole lot more to say about the president. Stay tuned.